Lieutenant Sean Copeland about to kick off the No Repeat Workday by way of the All Music Hour here on B105.7. First, a quick check-in with my resident money-saving mom, Anne-Marie, from chaosisbliss.com.
Hey, good morning, Sean. I was reading an article in Forbes about some mind tricks that basically trick yourself into spending less. It talked about how we can change the environmental cues around us to support the behaviors that lead to better money decisions. One example is pre-commitment. It's like you're making a binding commitment to yourself. The next time you come into some unexpected money, let's say like a bonus or a raise at your job, to set aside, you know, X dollars of that bonus or X percent of that raise into your savings account. The author also talked about when you have a transition happening in your life, let's say your birthday, to do something for your future self and increase your 401k contribution. You know, I know that's not the first thing you think of when your birthday's coming around, but or it could be as simple as deciding that the first Monday of the month you're going to review your family budget. It's kind of like giving yourself a fresh start, and it might actually be motivating. And lastly, changing your spending environment. Say you'd like to reduce how much you spend on eating out. Give yourself a prepaid debit card with your dining out budget once a month. You know, then when it's out, it's out.
I always say that anytime that I have extra money, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to save. I'm going to pretend it doesn't exist and just put it right in the bank. And then that rarely happens quite that way.
Another thing is when you pay off your car, let's say you have a car payment and you finally paid it off, taking that extra, you know, $300 or whatever it was and putting that into your savings too.
Well, yeah, then maybe next time around you won't have to take on a car payment. Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. Kicking off now the No Repeat Workday by way of the All Music Hour on B.